Do. Next, Mr. Jennings.
George.
We have some more business to do. Please be, you can leave, just please be quiet as you're leaving. You're going to talk, you can do outside or whatever. Mr. Jennings.
Right. Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Eastern Shore Afram Festival. They're requesting support for their Western Sussex MLK Day of Celebration Prayer Breakfast. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $500.
Keep it down a little bit.
Please, please, please keep the noise down.
Last grant received was $500, which was $400 from Mr. Vincent and $100 from Mr. Wilson.
You okay with that? $400 from me, $100 from you. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole.
I got $100.
Up. To grant $600 to the Eastern Shore Afram Festival MLK Day Celebration, being $400 from Mr. Vincent's account, $100 from Mr. Wilson, $100 from Mr. Phillips.
I don't want to interfere with any of that, but I just have, at one point before we finish the grants, I would like to make a statement.
Sure. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is the Laurel Fire Department. They're requesting $8,000 to help with the cost of upgrading the handicapped entrance to the banquet hall at the fire station. There have been no past grants for this project. Last council grant received was $6,000, which was a $3,000 from Mr. Vincent and $3,000 from Mr. Phillips.
And
that
was
to help furnish the remodeled fire station.
When was that last grant provided?
That was February 2012.
I have $1,000 from my account and $1,000 from Mr. Vincent's account to put toward this.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second.
I'll second.
Mr. Wilson, to grant $2,000 to the Laurel Fire Department to upgrade their handicap entrance, being $1,000 from Mr. Phillips' account and $1,000 from my account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one is the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust. They're requesting $3,000 to help purchase a property. Their mission is to buy and hold land in trust and work to offer decent and affordable housing in the West Rehoboth community area. Last
yes.
grant received was $3,500, which was $2,500 from Mr. Cole and $1,000 from Ms. Deaver.
Would you like to do the same thing?
Oh, sure.
We'll do the same thing.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $3,500 to West Rehoboth Community Land Trust for the purchase of property, being $2,500 from Mr. Cole, $1,000 from Mrs. Deaver's account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
You don't know.
The Rehoboth Beach Historical Society Museum is requesting $5,000 to help continue to achieve their goal to preserve the character of the community. Last grant received was $2,500 from Mr. Cole for museum renovations.
I will do the same.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Second. Deaver, to grant $2,500 from Mr. Cole's account to the Rehoboth Beach Historical Society Museum for building improvements. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinance introduction. Mr. Moore?
Yes, there's a couple. First one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an electrical substation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 4.0 acres, more or less, filed on behalf of Delaware Electric Co-op, and it's in Mr. Phillips' district.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips introduces it.
And the next one is also in Mr. Phillips' district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to operate a trucking business and parking of vehicles to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 35,011 square feet, more or less, and is filed on behalf of John Martin, Mr. Phillips' district.
I'll introduce
Mr. Phillips introduced it.
And that is all, Mr.
Thank
President.
You, sir. Mrs. Deaver, I forgot.
I want to make a comment. I don't know if you all listen to certain radio stations, but I need to from a job. Anyway, they are really panning us on these grants as they're given out from the council grants, and I'm not sure that we're wrong in doing it, but I would like you to know that they say I have spent the most, which I couldn't have because when I was elected, there was no money there. So it's not possible that I spent the most.
I gave him that information.
Oh, you did. So I think somebody reversed some numbers. Anyway, and that now
it's a joke.
They named me and they named Sam and Vance as if you two don't exist. But you know, come on, this is I'd like to talk about it. Not at this very moment. But I like the plan. But maybe we could approve it. But I think we need to talk about the fact that they're talking about it and see if we need to improve it. That's all.
I'm sure we can certainly put that on
the
list of things to do.
You need a thick skin, Mr. Beaver, to be in this job. You need a thick skin.
Well, we can certainly review that process, I'm sure, Mrs. Jennings.
Motel 6.
Entertain a motion to go to executive session for land acquisition.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Lawson, we're going downstairs.
Please.